This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, May 18th. Well, wheat markets started out gapped higher yesterday on the night session. Then we quickly sold off, and coming out of the night session, we were looking at a pretty big outside day lower. But all we really managed to do was get close to filling the gap, and then the market started to move higher, and we ended up stronger across the board. So we didn't get a reversal. We didn't get an outside day lower. In fact, we ended up with an outside day higher with a fairly strong close. So on this night session, we're down again. We're down about 36 in Kansas City, 32 to 33 in Minneapolis and Chicago. Row crops are fairly quiet. Beans are unchanged. Corn is down about 3 on the front month, down 7 on the back. So wheat clearly finding some traders who want to take a stab at selling this market. And it, you know, clearly is running out of steam up here, I think. And my guess is that the highs that we saw yesterday probably will turn out to be longer term highs. We just have to see how these next couple days materialize. We've been looking for this type of price action for a long time. I'm pretty sure every day I've been saying, ever since the highs were put in early March with following the Russian invasion of Ukraine and that sharply higher rally and the market's correction from there, I felt we would come back and retest these highs. Normally you do that in early May, and it's typically around the crop report. And indeed, that actually has happened, much to my surprise, as much as anyone else. The market has come back, and it has had a strong rally, and it does look like it's an acceleration and a capitulation type of trade with the gaps, with the struggle to hold the gains, with traders willing to step up and lean into this market on the downside. It sure looks to me like the market is nearing a significant high if we have not already seen it. So I still think that, you know, rolling out of cash positions, rolling out of long positions, especially if you've got old crop left over, get it gone and really start to hone in on pricing new crop as far out as you can go the next couple years. At least get something on the books, because this could turn out to be a longer term high. While I don't think the bull market is over, I do think that there are reasons that this market's going to stall out, at least for now. Seasonally is one of them. But also you have harvest kicking in here in a couple weeks here in the United States. You've got rain in the forecast, quite a bit of it actually, coming for the European Union. So that's going to be a huge benefit to the crops there. Russia is on track to harvest a huge crop. Now, selling it will be a different story, but I don't think that they're just going to sit around waiting for sanctions to be lifted. They're going to try to move this wheat as much as they can. And the world, which is looking at a shortage of wheat, is going to take it. They're going to look to buy it, and I think it's going to work its way into the pipeline. And if the war ends, I think Putin being gone and the war ending are pretty much synonymous. No matter, regardless of what happens first, that will be the beginning of the end for sanctions. And I think that once those are gone, Russia will be very aggressive because they've got more carryover than they expected to have. And if indeed the weather holds out for them, they could be looking at a mountain of wheat that needs to be sold. So you have to keep that in the back of our mind too. If the war lingers on and we still have trouble there, then we could see another rally up into the fall, which I think will happen anyway. I think we'll get a pullback into midsummer. Probably mid-June would be my guess is when harvest lows come in. And then we start to work our way higher into the fall until we get the Southern Hemisphere's crop in. Because I really do think that demand is going to be enormous right during the harvest of this crop. And it's going to take much of what we produce here will be sold into the world pipeline quickly. And certainly with Europe, that's the same situation. So I don't look for huge harvest pressure. And I do think the market has a pretty good chance of coming back into the fall months. And just depending on what kind of Southern Hemisphere crop we get. I would think that Argentina and Australia will be planting fence row to fence row, looking at these kind of prices. And their planting season is now. So I would expect to see big plantings there. Weather-wise, they look okay. We don't see any significant issues developing there, but obviously there's plenty of time. World cash prices last week were generally higher, basically following the futures higher here in the United States. So while the fundamentals of the market are still bullish, we have to keep in mind that markets are most bullish at the top. And I don't see a lot of other uncertainty in this market. India, now we know what their situation is. We have a good idea of what our crop is going to be. The crop tour is going on. We'll get those final numbers tomorrow. But I think we're able to hone in fairly well of what our own hard red winter wheat crop will be. I look for spring wheat to have a pretty big crop here in the US and in Canada with all the rain we're getting. Once we get the crop in, and it'll go in, it'll be late, but I think it'll be fine. You could be looking at a pretty big spring wheat crop coming. So a much different story than what we were looking at last year. And soft red is doing fine. If anything, it's got too much rain. So, I'm not abandoning my bullish stance. I just think that with the price action we've seen, with the seasonal timing, that we well could be looking at the high. And it's just a matter of how things progress, whether we come back and retest these highs in the fall, or we just continue on down. And I do believe a lot of that just depends on the war. I don't see this war lasting a lot longer. Russia clearly is on its heels, and they're just about bankrupt. So I think that there are issues developing there fairly quickly. So I'm not going to predict an end to the war. I'm just saying that it's unlikely that it's going to last for months and months. I just don't see that happening. Either way, looking at a market that has given us an enormous opportunity, and it just seems prudent to take advantage of it. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.